Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to the special show we're doing here on Blog Talk Radio for my wife, with Dr. Mel Butler. And we do is open up with whatever questions that you have for Dr. Butler. You hear me, Cynthia?
Good evening. Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, I'm looking forward to this discussion, so hopefully it will be helpful to you. I've got another meeting at about an hour, so this is a busy week. But tell me what's on your mind. What do we need to talk about, or what would we like to talk about?
Okay, well, definitely want to talk about a few products that you have been able to assist with as far as light bulb as well as the other products you have.
Okay, right.
Reduce people's getting different sicknesses and things like that.
Okay. I'm ready. We have to put on our website a page where it has frequently asked questions. But since we're really building it in this infant stage, the best thing to do is what you did, call and get some specific answers where you won't be interrupted by other callers. So if I should go off, I have a ride coming for me, and they may try to call, and I will try to switch it over, but I'm not so good at doing that kind of stuff. If it happens, I will call right back.
Okay, so, that'd be...
Yeah, well, you know our program is called a Safe Reentry Pilot Program. It's what we have in the Department of Transportation. We have it in a restaurant and a daycare center and a museum. And I just got a call. The Urban League, I think, wants us to put it in their office buildings as well as a place called the Langston Hughes Resource Center, which used to be a school. And now with the 60-minute report out, a lot of people are recognizing that they were getting sick because the virus is still in the air and in their homes. And so they're just as bad off. In other words, the mold that was created by the pandemic, there's more people getting mold and more people going in the hospital. I don't know why they're not reporting it, but they are. So the Safe Reentry Program is just where we give people options, not just our product, but other products that might make it safe for them if they're first responders or if they have a family and they like sending their children to school. And actually in the schools, because the teachers, they can have the product like in their room where they teach, and actually they can have the kids get involved. We have one school that gets the kids involved, and they like to take something and then code it, and they watch what happens to it. But let's go ahead and see what it is specifically that you want, and I will try to address it.
No, what you were saying is still very helpful. So do you think you actually have it in a school, or you can see that it can work in a school?
Well, we actually put it in a school just as a test, as a sample to see what it would do. And that school, I think, what's the name of that school? It's the elementary school. It had mold, and it had a lot of mold in it. And actually, we went behind the cleaning people there in a kitchen. The kitchen one is the one I like best, that story, because they had a terrible odor coming out, and it was making people so sick. It smelled like sulfur, and it was sulfur. The trap that they had, which catches the grease from the food in most restaurants, they had locked that because the building had not been used for a while, and it had inside the locked box, they had a drainage pipe on it, but it turned all that stuff into like acid, sulfuric acid. So it was leaking out, and people were getting sick. They couldn't stay in the room, not even 5 minutes. And they called a professional cleaning company to see if they could get rid of it. And we met them, and we didn't put our product on. We said we wanted to see how their product worked first, because I didn't know what chemicals they were using or anything. Well, we put theirs on. Well, they put it on. And then in about 3 days, the odor was back, as strong as ever. So I asked her, how long did she take to revisit her clients? And she said, normally about 15 days. So we waited for 15 days. I didn't want to go and that prematurely, and they say that it worked, later on. So we gave it that amount of time, and it never did get better. So then we did it. And we didn't do the whole kitchen, by the way. It was a commercial kitchen. We just did in some areas that I wanted to see how powerful the product was. So we actually couldn't get in the lock box. And so what we did was we coated the outside of the box, and then we coated the pipe that took the sewage down to supposedly a like a net or something that was supposed to trap it. But the school had not, the place had not been used in such a long time that that was not working, and it was under the ground. So we put our product on in about three different locations, not the whole kitchen at that time. And we left it there for 24 hours. We came back and we checked on it. And there was still some kind of smell in that room. So I said, wow, the product doesn't work like we thought it would. But then the owner, when I told her about it, she said, oh, no, the product was great. Somebody left some spoiled food out on a counter. And, of course, we had not coated where that food was. And it was that food that was rotten and stinking. And so, of course, we were relieved that it wasn't our product. But they took that out, and then from that day, that's been about 6 weeks ago now. So now they want us to do their entire building because the odor has just disappeared like it was never there. So that's one way that we use it, and that we have seven places that we have the product in here now, and we do have it fully from door to door. And the school, the I guess it's a pre-K school, because the kids go up to about age five, and that's right here. It might be online, I'm not sure, but we did do a commercial in there. It's been in that place for a little over 2 years. It's called the Wabash Daycare, Wabash Day Center, located in Baltimore on Wabash Avenue. That whole school is done from door to door, top to bottom, including the windows. And the gentleman that runs it, he has been in that business for 28 years, and he said this is the only product they've ever had, and where they had such low numbers of, you know, if kids get a disease or something and they spread it, even a cold, they usually spread that in most daycares. Every year they have the same problem. Well, he reported to us that not only did it save them money, because it lowered his electric bill big time, and it also protected the teachers. And they noticed that they didn't have any cases in there, except I think they had one or two, but the kids had gotten it from the parents. So the kids got it from the parents and then brought it to the school. But it didn't affect anybody but that particular child, so they were able to isolate the child and send the child back home so it could be in quarantine with the mother. So school, it's a good place. I recommend school if the principals can't do the whole school that they do where people come into the main office, you know, have parents come to pick the kids up, and a lot of teachers come down to check the mailboxes, things of that nature. So I would recommend if a school was going to test it or wanted to use it, they put it there, and they put it in the conference room that the principal would have meetings in. So we did those things. And then they can even let the teachers have a bottle or small portion of it in their room. So they don't have to say do their building in total right away, because most people will help sponsor at school if a school wants to do it. But the way it's going now with the CDC, the virus has not gone away, and the new viruses are just as deadly as the COVID virus.
Wow. Yeah, this just sounds like a really good testimony of how it's worked.
Well, particularly in the building where you have children, yeah. Mm-hmm. We also had a gentleman that we just did. His brother was suffering from a whole bunch of allergies and was going to the doctor, and they thought he was dying. And I played golf with the older brother, and I told him, try the lights. I couldn't guarantee anything, but I said try the lights because it is a air purification system, and there is no UV. Most people think that when you have something like that, that it's the UV that is helping it. But our product is not no UV in that product. It's purely coated, the titanium that coats it. When it hits the air, then it causes a chemical reaction, which is called, that's my CAD people calling me. So I'm going to keep talking to you guys, and I'm going to, I've got to see it. So just hold one, Cindy, please.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Cindy, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, yeah. I transferred the call, and I didn't know if it was going to work, but it worked. So if there's any vibration, I'm going outside, but I'm going to keep talking to you.
All righty.
I think we were talking about the case of the guy's brother that had lots of allergies, and we gave him some lights to put in his home, and in about a week's time, the gentleman who gave it to his brother told me that the brother was like 90% better than he was. So the best case for us is when a person has it, and now the liquid, when you do the liquid, you don't necessarily even have to have the lights. But what we do, if a person wants to check, all lights have a number on them. They want to check the kind of light that they have, and so if they're calling us to, you know, give them some consultation, we need to know the type of light, where it's going to go, and what the problem is that they want to address.
Okay. That makes sense. I've been, I feel like we've been relatively healthy since we've used light. But
yeah.
I like the light, definitely.
They are good. I mean, and the good thing about it is people don't have to wait a long time to see if it works.
Yeah.
You know, in a week's time. Now, they also have to remember if they have mold and you put the product on, the mold, when it's dead, turns white. A lot of people have called and said, what's wrong with this stuff? My whole ceiling is white. I tell them, yeah, that's how much mold you must have had in there. Because once you do that, you can just scrape the mold off. You don't have to go through all that payment that people have to pay for mold remediation. And you save thousands of dollars. We had some mold in our home, in our basement at one time, and the product actually saved us about $30,000 because we had to do our whole basement, and they wanted to cut the paneling down and then do several steps, which cost you money. And some of those steps, people should not have to pay that money. Hey, how you doing? Thank you. So did you have a question, Cynthia? I'm sorry.
No, you're
thank
fine. I'm gaining a lot from just listening to what you're saying about these experiences you've had with the people who have used the product. I am.
Yeah.
So I'll just check, I guess, with the principal and go from there. What do you think as far as exclusives? I'm working for Baltimore County right now.
Well, what I would do is ask the teacher if we can do a demonstration, if she has like one room she wants to do. Definitely like in a kitchen area, which is a good test for it, you know, because they feed the kids. That would be one thing to do. Or she can put it in a room where she has meetings, say with her staff people. But I would suggest that they let us do a small area just so they can agree that it works.
Okay.
And if they decide to do it, some of the principals have money now since the COVID thing. I think they got some money to address things that would help make the school safer.
Well, I'll find out. Yeah.
Right. And if that person, because the principal should let the facilities person take a look at it, take a look at the product. And remember that 13-minute piece that we had people look at for 60 minutes? Cynthia?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Let them look at that. It's only 13 minutes, and that will show them why they need to really do something, because it's not coming from us. It's coming from the scientists at from Harvard, those professional scientists. That's what they do. And that 13 minutes is what I recommend that people show to people, because a lot of times they believe you, but then they don't believe you. So if they hear from them, I would let them hear. I let them look at that first and ask them to call you back. Just the 13-minute piece, because it's two pieces on there. There's one piece that goes into the big HVAC. Now, I found out, like in the library, they had the HVAC, which is the big system that humidifies and brings air in. But still, you find that people got the virus, and in the library, they had to send a notification out for people to put the mask back on. Because they saw that those big vacs, they did certain portions, but because it's airborne, they didn't have the things all in all the library. So the areas that it was being circulated was okay. But the desk where they were checking out books and things like that, the surface counters, they were all germy, very germy. And we have a tester that people that are going to be doing a lot of this for us, we actually have a tester that you can put in that person's office. And within about 5 or 10 minutes, it'll give you a reading. And we know what the standard is. The standard for most places is 800 when you're talking about particles. If the reading should be under 800. And many times we go in places, schools and other places, it's like 1,600, 2,000, 2,200, which is definitely dangerous.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things that we do.
And the school that I've been in, this year, the school that I've been in, there's been a lot of sickness, so that would be a good product because always anywhere 3 to 8 children out in some classes.
Wow. So that's a product. And, of course, for those schools that are having children that have a problem with math, you know, we have a program where one of our young mentees developed a system for kids to learn math through music. And he actually, the machine, they can get it, and you can teach two children on each one of the machines. Now, kids that don't even like math, once they see how much fun it is, because they're also seeing how math and music is related. So they, for some reason, it changes them because they do a pre-test on them, like ask them questions about the subjects they like and what they don't like, and then they ask them questions on math. And when you first start off, most of the kids don't like it. They say no, they have a bad opinion. But then we take numbers and reading after that, and I've seen the schools that within 30 days, there's an increase. And, in fact, the students go from saying it's bad to wanting to get more. And that's being done, I think it's Montgomery County. I think it's Montgomery County, though. So they actually have some principals that have purchased the machines, the units, and put them in the schools and had the inventor increase the number because they work so well. And Canada has been doing the numbers. They got the numbers from Canada. They like it. Here in the United States, again, people are a little more slow, but if a principal will do that, they, again, don't have to buy a lot of them. They should get maybe two. Or if you got a class that they really are having a hard time with math, maybe isolate and see what it does with that class so that it's measurable. And that's called math through music. Under
math.
A gentleman, math through music. They teach them math. On, right. Mm-hmm, right there. And he does have numbers and people, principles, that will verify that the product is working and it works well.
Wow. Well, I definitely can see how that could be a good product, too.
Mm-hmm. So, and the final thing, if we get a person to do it with us, we want to start some clubs, Young Millionaires in Training, where we will help them start a company, and they will be selling one of the products that we can identify that our culture needs very, very bad. And that's diabetic socks. A lot of minorities get their legs, feet cut off, legs cut off, and then the body is gone. And I think the statistics are about 7 out of 10 minority men have a problem with getting a gangrene, and then, of course, they cut those legs off. So that's another area that is very good for us. And we've been asked to do a whole center, Langston Hughes, with the elementary school. Now it's been turned into a resource center, and they ask us to do the whole building, which is as big as most schools, 48,000 square feet. And then the Urban League is looking at doing all of their offices.
Okay.
You could even suggest that the school send a few people, and we will give them a tour of the places that we have it in, and then they can question the owners or the people that have the product and hear what they have to say about it. And they also can go online and pull up Salsa Grill, S-A-L-S-A. And there's a picture of the restaurant that the man put our product in near Holiday. He wanted to have a buffet, but he was afraid because of the health group. And we did his building 2.5 years ago. So it's set up. Even if you go online and look at it, you'll see that we have the lights situated. So every table is in like a bubble. And you can hear the attitude, people laughing, upbeat with the conversation. That's because that light is the same kind of light they use when they want to help people that are stressed out. And that's why the conversation, the owner noticed it before we did, that people that come in when they eat, he said he hardly ever heard any negative conversation. And, you know, at lunchtime, people usually have a whole bunch of negative things that they spit out. And I call it a pity party. But all of the people where we have the problem, those areas that they can ask the owners, and we're going to be doing a regular show starting, I believe, next week with one of the people that's running for mayor, because he has it in his office. So people can actually call and ask him questions too, you know. So that's pretty much it. It's not hard.
Well, that's a lot of great information. I definitely appreciate you taking the time to represent this here, and also that 13-minute piece. I'll make sure I get that piece.
Yeah.
I can
the one. And then once they look at it, if they want the facilities person or whoever to give me a call, then if they have any questions or any concerns, then you can always feel free to call me, let the person know. Rather than you trying to answer all the questions, always tell them, say, I don't know the answer, but I get it. Sometimes I very well know the answer, but I tell them that anyway, because that piques their interest. If you tell them too much, then they get hesitant for some reason. I don't understand why. But you always tell them, you know, I'm not sure about that, but I can get you an answer. In fact, let me let you talk to the person that really heads it up, and they like that too. They always like talking to somebody over the person, even though you're smarter than they are, but they always like to do that. I don't understand why, but they do.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's true. Yeah, we have a lady that's going to be on our call. Her name is Janice Young, and she came to us through the program, and already she took the initiative. Well, she came here to Baltimore to see some of the places, but she went back. She was excited. And already she went to a golf course that was just purchased down in Rocky Mountain. And she didn't know, but the owner had purchased two additional golf courses. So now they want to talk to us about doing all three of their golf courses. And she didn't realize that she had had that bigger impact on people in that short period of time. And she's never been to a training other than one day that she went around and shadowed me.
Okay, that sounds like a good testimony also. Thank you.
Yep. So funeral homes are good prospects. They spend a lot of money in embalming. Beauty shops are really good because, you know, the chemicals that they put in people's hair, the formaldehyde, that odor stays in there, and sometimes it makes people sick. And, of course, daycare centers and schools, all those are excellent candidates for the product.
Okay.
So is that it?
That's it, yes. Thank you. You have given me enough information to go out and talk to some more people and to get them on the phone with you so that you could let them know the things that I say, things I'm unable to, if I can't answer it, which I can anyway. So I'm very...
Well, you know, and it's an excellent part-time job because the commission is so much when you talk about commercial accounts. Like if somebody had these two accounts that I'm doing, and I always try to get people to do it, not that I don't want to do it, but it's no good for me to be making all the money and you guys not making money. So the average sale, average commercial sale, generally brings about $3,000 to $5,000 in commission. Doesn't take many of those to make people be extremely happy about the part-time work. And I tell them when the part-time income exceeds the full-time income, then nobody will have to tell you what decision to make. You make it on your own.
Yeah, I can see that. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr. Butler. Thank you for
okay,
your time.
Okay, and feel free if as you're approaching people, we do have, I think we have a PowerPoint that I have to make some changes because we are not consulting that company that we had before, and a lot of my work, you know, training manuals that we did, we just got to take that wording out for that other company because we don't represent that company anymore. We bought the end of the company that had the liquor, so we can do our own coding, all the stuff we can do on our own.
Okay. All right.
And are you showing people, or did I tell you about the TV platform that we have? Because you can look, have a person look at that. It's Unity, UNITY, TV.online. That's another thing that we can help people. I talked to somebody in the PTA where they want to get the message out to the community, trying to get more adults involved. Take a look at that because that's also a program that a school can become a part of, and they would have their own station that children
okay.
could go to.
Unity.
Huh?
UnityTV.online.
Yes. UnityTV.online. That's all you got to put in there. And you can look at some of the trailers for different types of people that we are going to be making commercials for or putting them on the platform. So that platform is just like having your own Netflix or ABC, NBC, CBS. Everything that they can do, we can do.
Okay, then. I appreciate you. Appreciate all the information.
I'm glad. And I feel good that it's something that you can talk about. Like I said, don't hesitate to give me a call. And I can, you know, I can speak with you or for you. And always you can set up a three-way or something like that. And then let's see where we can go.
Okay.
We are going to have a training seminar probably the middle of April. And I'll get you some information. Through Jahi, I'll get some information to you about things that are going on, okay?
Okay, appreciate that, yeah.
All right, well,
thank you.
Thank you, guys. I'm in the cab, so the noise I can't get as well.
Okay, go and get the cab, Dr. Bowen.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good week. Be good.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Oz. Howie. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, I'm going to hang up, okay?
Yeah, you can do out. When I send you the link to this broadcast, you can save it, and then you can use it for listen back to later or give it to other people to listen to. Do it at your prospecting.
Okay. I need that 13-minute face, 60 minutes too, okay?
Okay, all right. I'll read it also.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, take care now. Appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right.